Thank you, Madam Chair. So as it is the practice in the last session, I'm happy to inform you about the quick analysis of the collection of the information on users, so those who are downloading the CTU code from the UNECE webpage. So here on this slide, you can see the number of downloads per month since October 2021. So as I said, for the last 12 months. Next slide, please. As you requested last year that you also would like to see kind of more data, more time series data, I also then included the last 24 months. So you can also see on the slide a little bit the trend line. So it looks like it's kind of going down, although we just maybe have two outstanding months that actually kind of lead to that trend going down, which was the December 2021 and July. These are the months where it seems that we had less downloads than in the other months. Although, as you again look at the 2021, there were 3 months that look you know, kind of like skyscrapers on the figure. So for some reason, it looks like there were less interest maybe from UNEC website than the previous year. When you would look at the downloads per country, in the figure at the top, this is the last 12 months, and then you can see immediately comparison to the previous 12 months. You would see that pretty much we have the interest coming from the same countries. There are slight changes. I do recognize, however, that Italy was in the last 12 months, or stakeholders from Italy clearly had the most interest, and that might be connected with all the work that was happening during the last months on promoting CTU code in Italy. One important point that I would like to raise is that despite the fact that it seems we have less downloads on the CTU code from the UNECE webpage, what we see, however, is that these downloads, so less in number, came from many more countries than in the previous 12 months. And that is almost like by 100% more. So we had less than people downloading from less than 50 countries during the 12 months, mainly in 2021. And we had almost 100 countries in the last 12 months. If you look exactly, you will see that there are many countries where there was just one download performed. In any case, that can be seen as a good piece of news, because in one way or the other, the stakeholders in those various countries are aware that CTU code exists and can use it as a good source of information. When you look at the downloads by sector, you can see that pretty much interest in the CTU code come from the same sector. So there are no extreme changes or any extreme changes that could be seen here. And when you also look at the reason for download, you can also recognize that, yes, there are changes, something that was maybe less popular, slightly less popular, is becoming more popular, and then the other way around. But as you can see, the most important reasons, they kind of remain the same and at the top. So I think it's relatively stable, the interests. Although I do appreciate that with the work that I think also industry is doing, the CTU code is known to stakeholders in bigger number of countries, and then you see that the reason for which the code is downloaded, they keep constant over the years. I think that was the last slide in this presentation. Thank you.